Okay, hi guys, it's Andy Talk, and today we want to talk about, today we want to say things we love about
Hopi.
J-Hope. So Hopi is like a universally talented individual. He can rap, he can sing, but I think he's mostly known for his dancing skills in BTS.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about his dancing a little bit.
So J-Hope takes his dancing like very, very seriously, and like he like as you mentioned before, like he's taken on like the role of like teaching the other members when they like either forget choreography or when they learn new choreography,
or even just like helping them sync and doing things like at the right time and doing things like the right way so they look together and more uniform.
Yeah
And sometimes like they're like, J-Hope, don't be so hard on us. But like, I feel like he doesn't even know how. He's like, why don't you want it to be perfect? Like, I don't even understand that.
Come on, you guys. Mm-hmm. There was a time where he trained like the trainees, on that. I forgot what the show was called. It was like, I can't remember. But they were doing a cover of Fake Love, and like he trained them, and like, the difference between how he trains the trainees and BTS is kind of funny.
He was, like, much nicer to them.
But it's because BTS is his own group, so he's like, guys, like, we have to do super well. And, like, he wants to be the best that he can be, you know what I mean? And he wants every ARMY to, like, be like, wow, like, that was so awesome. Like, the dancing was amazing, so.
And so, like, one thing that I mentioned was when we went to the concert and he was dancing on that, like, elevated platform to Just Dance, we were terrified. Well, I was terrified the whole time that he was going to fall off, like almost to the point where I couldn't even enjoy it because I was like, oh my God, please don't fall, please don't fall, please don't fall.
He was getting kind of close to like the surroundings, but he probably knew where he was.
Well, and he probably wasn't that close, but to us,
it looked like,
we were like, oh my God. So scared. Okay, so he's a great dancer, but like I said, he also, in the group, he also sings. Like recently, you know, when they performed for the Dear Class of 2020 mm-hmm. thing on YouTube, like, we were reminded, hello, Hobi can sing because he does have that singing part on Spring Day, and it's awesome. And you usually only get to see that if they do, like, a live performance. So, again, we were, like, all blessed to see that Hobi can sing, and, like, maybe there's new ARMY who didn't know that about him.
I know.
But we've always said that, like, we wish that Jungkook would rap more. We wish that Hobi would sing more, you know?
I kind of, like, wish that all of them would, like, kind of, like, switch, like, the roles and, like, because I think Suga, RM, and J-Hope are actually, like, good singers, and then I want to see the other ones rap, the singers rap, so.
So he's got the singing, he's got the rapping, he's got the dancing. And let's talk about his rap voice, because you always mention how his rap voice is really cool.
So his rap voice is, like, kind of, like, nasally in a way, but it's, like, it's a good version. Like, I don't even know how he makes it sound like that. Like, it's almost like it's coming from, like, where, like,
yeah.
Well, can you,
like your sinuses? Yeah. Like, in your nose?
I guess,
nose?
Like, your sinuses. Yeah. But at the... It sounds so good, and it's like, how does he make that work, you know what I mean? Because I feel like some people, if they were to try it, like, you just sound weird, but it's like his whole, like, shtick, and, like, he just sounds awesome mm-hmm. when he raps.
Mm-hmm. He has a very unique sound.
He does.
Like, there's not
even his regular voice.
Well, and I think his flow is unique, too. Like, every rapper has, like, a sound to their voice, but also their flow, and, like, his flow is also unique. As is his style. Let's talk about his style.
I love his style.
It tends to be a little throwback and retro overall. And we've said, too, like, he's not afraid to,
try
new things and not, like, do what, like, wear what's expected. Like, he kind of wears things that are a little different and outside of the box. And he really, really likes that.
Like, you could see, like, his... a lot of the time, like, his outfits are very colorful and, like, baggy. And it's kind of funny because not many people, like, especially nowadays, like, are confident enough to, like, wear that stuff. Like, I don't know if I would just go and, like, if I were to go to the store and I saw that stuff, that wouldn't be, like, my first pick, you know what I mean? So I think it's awesome that he's, like, pushing that, you know what I mean? And that's what he likes. And
like he said, that he's confident enough to try new things. And that he looks good in it. Because I know. Like, some of those things I wouldn't pick because I would just look like a crazy lady.
We would just look like we're drowning in the clothes.
So he can pull off a lot of styles. Oh, and speaking of that, he can also pull off any hair color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looks good in every hair color, which is hard to do. So, because it's kind of, it really is based a little bit on skin tone. So he must have like that perfect
skin tone
where he can just wear any color. Maybe that's why he looks so good in those crazy things and we don't either.
Because he has just amazing skin tone.
Yeah, he has a perfect skin tone. The other thing is his smile is so bright and he just like lights
it's
up a room when he smiles. Yep, and it makes a little heart shape because of his lips.
That makes me so happy.
I feel like even his talking voice is very distinct, too.
Yes. Don't you think so? Especially when he speaks English. Like, it's almost like a... I like to call it, like, a happy voice. Like, he sounds, like, very, like, light and, like, happy. So, I just think it's so cute.
And speaking of being happy, like, I feel like he sometimes feels like it's his job to be happy, too. Like, he's like, I want to bring happiness and joy into the world. And so, for me to do that, I have to be happy and joyful. And so I think that in the back of his mind, he's always kind of thinking that.
Like, yeah.
I've got to be happy. I've got to be happy. And he always says, like, I'm your hope.
You're my hope. I'm J-Hope.
I'm J-Hope. What else? He seems to be very comfortable writing music, too.
Yeah.
Like, Hope World was really, really good. And, like, granted, I know, like, it was a team effort, but you can hear
him.
J-Hope's personality come through in that album. And again, it's very much like his style. Like, it was a little retro and throwback. Like, there's a lot of,
like, beats,
like,
and
yeah,
stuff,
like these older, like, 70s bass beats and rhythms. And even the music video, like, the things that he would wear.
Oh my gosh.
Like, his so awesome. Wild. Like tracksuits and like the bright colors, like that was
and the fish flying around.
Yeah,
and
that
stuff.
Was like very 70s. So it's very interesting, and I wonder what like his early music influences were. I wonder if maybe his parents were super into 70s
probably.
Music.
Probably,
because you know how
and
you
it
just,
like influenced.
Yeah,
them.
You can't help but like.
Like the music
yeah,
that
your parents listen to, because you grew up listening to that.
Especially us. Just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say I. Oh no, I lost it.
Maybe it was had to do with the retro.
I think it
music.
Had to do with his style. Oh, I don't know. Okay.
So Hobie also, I feel like likes to experiment with style.
Yeah.
You know, like we said, like, he likes to do different things. But he also likes to just try things that maybe he hasn't worn before. But, like we said, it works for him.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I really like is he likes puppies.
Oh, yes.
He likes animals.
He likes animals.
And I forgot, but on the, what's the Dream World song? Where they live in, like, the alternate reality.
Oh, Heartbeat.
Yes,
yay.
Heartbeat. Okay, remember he was a vet
veterinary?
In that.
Or vet.
And remember at first we were like, is he a doctor? And then he holds up a puppy. We're like, he's a vet! So he really likes animals.
And, like, when he plays with Yeonten and he teaches him mic drop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's like, she's said this before, but J-Hope, like, he's a little rough with animals, too. Like, and you said, like, it's because he has so much energy that you think he has to, like...
Mm-hmm. Like, when he plays, he, like, he's kind of, like, plays kind of rough.
Yeah.
You know? Like, as opposed to, like, some of us where we would just be, like, oh, like, super gentle. He just, like, grabs the dogs, like, dee, 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 and, like, hops him up and down.
It's so cute.
He also has a sister that he seems close to.
Mm-hmm. And they've talked about her before.
And she looks just like him.
She looks... they look identical to me. So, yeah.
He's an Aquarius.
He is
did you know
an Aquarius.
That?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yep. He's the third oldest member of the group.
Oh, he's part of the hive mind. Speaking of which, I feel like in this recent few years, like, J-Hope has really took on, like, the big brother role to Jungkook, like, because if you watch the docuseries, like, he gives, like, Jungkook advice on how to perform, or, like, when they're teaching choreography and stuff, like, Jungkook goes to J-Hope, or J-Hope, like, goes to Jungkook and shows him, like, this is what you can do to fix this part, or, you know what I mean? And so, I think that that's super awesome, like, especially, like, for them too, like, obviously all of them are, like, older, like, brothers to each other, but J-Hope especially, like, is always, like, there for, like, Jungkook, like, when it comes to performing and, like, arts and stuff.
And I
like
said
that.
This too, like, I think it's because Jungkook wants to be that type of performer. He wants to be the J-Hope type of performer where he gives everything, every performance, and, like, he rehearses his moves to the point where there's just no messing up because you just know it so well.
Yeah.
So, okay, so let's talk about where you see J-Hope kind of going. Is he going to be more focused on producing? Is he going to be more focused on choreographing things for other groups? What is he going to do? What do you think? Like, professionally.
Yeah, so I want him to start choreographing for other groups. I think that'd be awesome. But I feel like he'll start focusing more on producing. And I think he'll start producing more of BTS's music and start producing more of his own music. So I feel like we'll probably see more J-Hope like mixtapes in the future. And maybe even more J-Hope collabs, like how J-Hope collabed with Becky G. So I think that more of that is gonna
come. I think he's gonna spend a lot of time in LA.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I think that is where he's going to be, like, more based out of. Because, first of all, that's a big dance place. And second of all, that's a big place where, like, music and artists all, like, collab and come together.
Well,
and film music
Big Hit
and stuff.
Is, like, opening, like, a headquarters there.
Yeah.
And did you hear that they took over? Remember I told you they, like,
took over,
became
like,
the top shareholder of another entertainment company? Mm-hmm. It was 17th Entertainment Company.
Yeah,
so now
I saw them posting it.
Is under Big Hit. Isn't that crazy?
I'm so excited.
That's awesome. I'm really happy for 17.
I love 17. Okay, another group that I absolutely love is 17. Like, oh my gosh, they're so good. Anyways, yeah, go listen to them too.
Okay, so sorry. Back to J-Hope living in LA. I really foresee him, like you said, kind of being based out of there eventually.
Yeah, but I think that that'll be great for him.
I think so too.
Is, like, a more LA, like, even that, like you said, how the way he dresses, like, it's very, like, LA kind of style, so. Mm-hmm.
And I like LA because I kind of feel like anything goes.
Yeah.
You can dress however you want. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever kind of music you want, whatever kind of dance.
And I think, like, the culture, too. I think he'd like that. Like, him and RM, I feel like, would appreciate that the most.
Yeah. Okay, so that's our homie.
Yay!
Okay, so we've got a lot more podcasting coming up. We still need to podcast about Jimin.
About Tae.
And about
Jungkook.
Cookie. Okay, and don't forget, Bang Bang Con is Sunday at 6 p.m.
Sunday?
Okay, it's Sunday in Korea.
Oh, okay.
Sunday, 6 p.m. in Korea, but it's going to be like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Our time.
Okay, so keep listening, and we'll have Jimin next. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.